Good evening. Good evening. Welcome to Hebron Presbyterian Church for our annual Bluegrass Gospel Concert. I see many familiar faces from this morning at 10 a.m., but also from last year, so welcome back. If this is your first time, we welcome you here. This is one of the highlights of our years, this and the I think twin event of this is the tree lighting, which happens in November.
Thanksgiving weekend,
so put that on your calendar. So as you know, we're going to have a lovely time of music, some hymn singing, and then there will be a food truck with barbecue and hot dogs all provided, and then lots of homemade ice cream, so be sure to join us down the hall in Holman Hall. After that, just follow the signs. And with that, let's begin.
Thank you.
I've said before, that's a hard act to follow. You got another 8 or 10 to do, and then we can just sit down.
I used the whole piece, sorry.
Well, Chris and I were talking as you were starting to play. This is Chris's first time here, and I said, you watch, you listen. He'll use every key before he's done, every key on this piano. Glad you're here. It wouldn't be the same without you, but it really wouldn't be the same without us. This is the 2025 version of the Hebron Boys, and we're going to take you through a journey of about a dozen or so, 8 or 10 bluegrass gospel songs like we've done for the last 20 couple of years. Well, enjoy, sit back, enjoy, have a smoke, have a drink. No, I'm just kidding. If you don't have a program in front of you, this first one is titled Preaching, Praying, Singing.
1, 2, 3.
Preaching, praying, singing everywhere, shouting the praises of His love and care. All of God's children sing together there, preaching, praying, singing down on the public square.
I was a stranger there, intent upon my way, but when I saw a crowd, I had the urge to stay. I heard a welcome voice bidding me to come and share.
Preaching, praying, singing everywhere, shouting the praises of His love and care. All of God's children sing together there, preaching, praying, singing down on the public square.
I felt so much at home amid the happy throng. Looks a little bit different to you this year. Those of you who were here last year, remember our banjo player, Lee Dunbar? 2 weeks after last year's concert, he passed away. He was having an operation of sorts, having a procedure done in the hospital, and never woke up. But we are very blessed to have my longtime friend, Chris Burton, on the banjo, making welcome to you. Chris was very enthusiastic when I said, hey, you have a chance to fill Lee's shoes. And he's from the Roanoke area. We're thrilled to have him. Of course, as always on the mandolin, the best one I know. What a nice guy, smart guy.
My
very own flesh and blood, my son Brian Mueller. And And on my left-hand side, but my right-hand man, that's my younger brother, Damian Mueller. And y'all know me, I'm Tall Paul. Tall, bold Paul. This next one is The Wings of Faith. Don't you just love Chris's shirt? It looks so nautical. You know, it's funny, we show up here a couple hours early to run through the music again, because this is a once a year band. We don't play together on a regular basis. We got together once or twice throughout the year in anticipation of this, but the practices are few and far between. They're spread out pretty far, so we need to jog the memories, these old memories, quite a bit. So anyway, we're in the back room. We finished up going through these songs. and we decided we need to put on our concert clothes, you know, get out of our shorts and t-shirts. And Chris puts on a shirt and he says, "This shirt's too tight, I need another one." He goes to his car and he gets another one. Now, I want to know, of the entire band up here, who has the least business saying a shirt's too tight? He's like 2% body fat. Only reason that shirt's too tight for him is because you bought it too small. Unlike the rest of us, we grow into our clothes. This is what I learned from Eddie Saunders. I hope you enjoy it. It's called "He's Everything to Me." Tunes that were new to us, so we wouldn't be repeating any. So those of you who are taking notes, you don't show up one year and say, "Oh, I've heard that before." But as the years go by, we find we need to repeat some songs because we just can't remember that many new ones. But since I'm the trail boss of this outfit, it's up to me to choose the songs. I always have help from my brother Damien, but he did not choose the song, the next one we're about to do, even though it's one that he wrote. Damien is quite the prolific songwriter. He's got a couple of self-produced CDs of all original music. This is one of my very favorites that he's written, his gospel songs, gospel bluegrass songs, are particularly poignant. At least they seem to reach down and touch me where I need to be touched, when I need to be touched. So this is one of my favorites that he wrote called Who Has Known. You remember what I told you about our aging memories? What was it that I said? I and I print them as large as I can. Those of you who've been here before, you know the drill. As large as I can to fill out 11 by 17. And I still need my better glasses to be able to read this stuff. One year they had us in, And they didn't do the ice cream social bit afterwards. And we were brokenhearted. I told Marcus, I'm not coming back if we don't do the ice cream. But then one year we didn't have ice cream, but we had the hot dog truck. And that's just about as good to me. I can't eat ice cream anymore, but I can still do the hot dogs. Can't handle the lactate, can't handle the sugar. But my cholesterol's fine, so I can eat that artificial meat. They're holding up the ladder. We're in A.
We're in A. Thank you.
We're in the key. All
right, yeah. Ready?
Yeah. Strikes just weren't going to make it here in the sanctuary. Of course, I'm kidding. Chris is a multi-instrumentalist. I guess all of us up here on the stage are, but he is especially proficient. He has produced and recorded a couple of projects of his own, and there's one in the works. He's quite the songwriter, and on his CDs, he sings and plays most of the parts, plays all the instruments and sings some of the parts, most of the parts, except the very highest of the parts. When he was a lot heavier and still wore these size pants, he could sing the higher parts, but not so much anymore. So this one that we're going to do for you now is one that he wrote. This is What Will They Say About You? We'll feature him on it at his Scruggs style finger picking guitar. There we go. Yep.
When it's all said and done, and they come to say goodbye, will you be gone to meet him in that home? Will the angels shout the praises of the things you used to do? Tell me, what will they say about you?
Then help your neighbor
get off the wicked path of sin.
Then you let out,
all the love you have within. Did you follow in his footsteps just like he said to do?
Oh, tell me,
what will they say about you?
Spotify, where else?
Wherever
you find good music.
Amazon, Chris, Apple.
Look for Chris Burton. And I think he was telling me that that particular song already has 3 hits.
So you can help it get to double digits. I hear that's a big thing.
Right. I get less than a penny every spin. So.
That is kind of interesting. If you write your own stuff and you put, you know, produce it yourself and you have your own production company, if you will, or publishing company, which is not terribly hard to do, you just got to do all the paperwork. So then you get to keep the royalties. So many, many years ago, I wrote a song with my brother Damien, and it was played by a bluegrass band. And I remember being so excited, I got a check in the mail from BMI for something like 13 and a half cents. I'm a published composer. This is a, you don't know how lucky you are. Without having to go on Spotify or any place like that, this is the world premiere of a brand spanking new song out of the pen of my brother Damien. We've got a real good friend who's a wonderful man. He's a good musician and a deeply Christian man. And when you greet him and you say, John, how you doing? And he says, blessed beyond words. Of course, I'm thinking, well, then why did you say that? It's like, how are you doing, John? He should say. He's feeling it. Anyway, I don't know if they colluded to come up with this one, but that's the title of this next one that my brother Damien put together. Blessed beyond words. If you're taking notes, it's in the key of G Wiz. Involved. You're here, they've locked the door, you can't go anywhere, the ice cream's not frozen yet, so you might as well participate.
Very good. I would invite you to take the red hymnal that's in front of you. We'll sing any hymn you want, but the more gospel-y stuff is somewhere in the 800s forward. And so I'm going to give you a second to look. And then we'll begin. You may have to share. Okay. 839, Blessed Assurance. We'll sing the first and third verse. 8:39.
Can we do one of the Korean versions? The verses here?
Yes, those who can sing in Korean. Leaning on the everlasting arms, first and second verse. What a fellowship, what a joy divine, first and second verse. Standing on the promises, first and fourth verse. 8:38.
Thank you.
25. Swing low, sweet chariot. 8:25. First and second verse. Precious Lord, take my hand. Both verses. Forty. 840, when peace like a river, it is well with my soul. First and second verse. Let's turn to Amazing Grace.
Has it a number?
It does not. Yes, it has a number. 649. 649. Amazing Grace, the first and fifth verse, the first and fifth verse. And just to get us stretching, I'll invite you to stand.
Like
Could I have a show of hands? How many of you are regular to this church? Well, not that you're members or not, but that you attend regularly. So you know how fortunate you are to have Marcus on the keyboard. Yeah, it's quite the blessing. And every year we do this concert, and he does a prelude that just kind of knocks your socks off. Like I told you, I told Chris that, you know, he's going to use every key on the piano before he's done. Now, could I see a show of hands? How many of you used to play the piano, still play the piano, taking piano lessons, will sometimes sit at the keyboard? So let me ask you this. I think you can corroborate this and verify it as a truth above almost all other truths. When you try to hit the black keys, they feel like they're this wide, right? And when you don't mean to hit the black keys, they feel like they're this wide, right? Right? We have a Good Friday song for you. This is titled, The Man in the Middle. Raise your hand if you know who that is. Right? Oh, there should be more hands than that. One, three, five, six.
Three men on the mountain, up on Calvary, and the man in the middle was Jesus. He died for you and me.
Well, the man on the left was a sinner, nailed to the cross he bled. He could have been forgiven, but he mocked the Lord instead. You say you are the Son of God, well, they nailed you to that tree. Come down and save us all, if God your Father be.
Three men on the mountain, up on Calvary, and the man in the middle was Jesus. He died for you and me.
Jesus, he died for you and me.
So now raise your hand if you know who the man in the middle was.
Okay.
All right, we expect NIL proceeds out of that.
Go back to frowning.
You know, a lot of bluegrass music, the secular bluegrass music, is about lost loves and doing harm to someone and hiding them behind the waterfall and things like that. And I've heard people say, how come bluegrass bands don't smile when they're performing? It's kind of hard to smile when you're singing about death and destruction. But of bluegrass music, we think that the gospel music is the top drawer of bluegrass music. And it's easy to smile when you're singing this stuff. Chris said to us after we ran through it today, he said, I really like this stuff. These are all my favorite songs. I said, well, wait till next year. We'll have another favorite dozen. But that's the way we all feel about it. So this one's not a gospel song because it was inspired by the Old Testament. So technically, it's not a gospel song. This is titled Daniel Prayed. One, two, three. I heard about a man one day wasting not his time away. Concert with us, and he said, oh yeah, and I can sing bass, and I can do others. This is great. Next year, we can stay home, you can play all your instruments and do the whole. But one of the enjoyable things about putting this music together with a new band is we get to explore all the possibilities of the multiple voices. In the early years, we often had four voices who could sing, but I kind of gave up on that because it was hard to find a banjo player who could sing tenor. You know, and a lot of banjo players we've had don't sing at all. and they preferred it that way, and so would you. So we're looking for songs that we could incorporate Chris and the Three Mulers. And here's another one we get to have some fun with.
Let me get the right key.
Each have some lines. We're in A. What are you in?
I wasn't.
Is that still under warranty, that banjo?
1929.
It should still, but it's warranted to the original owner. It's a 1929. He bought it new. This is I'm Gonna Be Moving.
Life of stormy weather, ain't it gonna be my home forever?
Gonna be moving
one of these days.
One of these days.
I'm gonna be moving away.
Gonna be moving
one of these days.
One of these days.
When I leave this life behind me, troubles and cares never gonna find me.
Understand why I could not do this concert without my son Brian, right? My son Damien, they're rock solid. I can count on them to hit most of the right notes most of the time, get their vocal parts right most of the time. Brian has been our mandolin player for most of these, not everyone. In the early years, he actually played the first one with us in 2003. I've been doing it that long. I had hair back when I started doing this. And your very own John Bullard was our banjo player in 2003. And my good friend Don Galladay, who's on the front row here, raise your hand, Don. He was our bass player on the very first year. We're glad to have you back.
I'm glad to be here. This point in life,
it's
a good thing.
It is a good thing.
Yeah.
You and I both had hair when we did that concert.
Yeah, we did.
That's 20-some years ago. So the last song was, I'm Gonna Be Moving Away. This one is Gone Away. So we're making progress here, right?
Soul had gone away. I was down.
troubles in my soul have gone away. I was lost out in the night,
but praise God I saw the light,
and the troubles in my soul have gone away.
Can wait for one more song?
Yeah.
Yes. Some sad kids out there.
All right. Here's another one that we all get to grab a little piece of as we work our way through this song. I think it's one of the songs that Chris says, man, I love this stuff. We need to do this more often. I think I've got him hooked for next year already.
You guys sounded fantastic singing, by the way. That was awesome. That made my day.
When some years ago, about 5 years ago or whatever, they had their 175th anniversary here. And I came up and we played a couple of tunes for it, and you had John played some of his classical banjo, and you had a violinist here, and Marcus played some piano, whatever. It was a wonderful evening, but your new hymnals had just come in. Do you remember that? And we did a hymn sing, and we must have sung 20 songs, like the first and last verse, people just calling out hymn numbers. Now, they got out of the 830-somethings.
Yeah.
And worked their way out of the 830-somethings. But yeah, that was quite an enjoyable night. It's a pleasure to come here because you sing so joyously, and we like that. And you receive us so joyously. So I hope we'll be back, Lord willing, Marcus willing. The two of them will get together, God and Marcus, and they'll talk about next. So what do you think? Should we invite Chris back too? It's especially rewarding and satisfying to play music with good musicians who also share a love of the Lord, and this is an easy group to work with. You know, we had to work hard and fast to get our music ready, but it was like, it was not work. And that doesn't happen all the time, and when it happens, it's sort of magical. So thanks, Chris, Brian, Damien, you know. This one is titled Dreaming of a Home.
Sometime for worship. I'm here on Sunday morning at 10 o'clock. Take care.